As I'm fond of telling people, I was born on Canby Island, which means I was born below sea level. So whether my submarine origins have any kind of influence on my misery, I don't know. It could be. So I had different kind of feelings about Canby Island, growing up here and everything. And my mother, it was something of a snob, I think. She didn't like the idea that we were living... That there was something shameful about living on Canby Island, right? And I grew up with a feeling there was something kind of not quite right about coming from Canby Island, living on Canby Island. When I got to the age of 16 or so, I started realising, in fact, it was quite an advantage to come from the wrong end of town and get into... rhythm and blues music and how prosaic and everything our childhood neighbourhoods seem. You think, oh man, why didn't I live in a shack on the Delta? And I think, I do. You know, and we used to fantasise a great deal about this in the early days of Dr. Feelgood, and we called the place Oil City, and we had the whole Canby Island image, and there again it came in, you know, it was part of the idea of Dr. Feelgood.
I mean, it's brilliant. I've been on the walk this morning, and people from all over the world actually are on it. It's great.
Yeah, Canby Island is always, I don't know, it always will be special to me. I think the estuary generally, it's beautiful. Yeah. I think it's one of the most beautiful landscapes in the world. I've been to the Lake District. I've been to Mississippi. I've been in the Himalayas. You know, but I think the Thames Estuary. It doesn't matter what the weather's like, or you look to the west, and you see the refineries standing up there, and it's beautiful. There's something moving about it. I don't know what it is. There's some spirit that is always moving over that river, and I love it so much.